بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النهي عن إضاعة المال. We are still in this chapter that we should not squander our wealth. And there were two types of things that we had mentioned. One is tabdhir and one is israf. We must not waste our money and we must not spend more than what is necessary. Yesterday there was a little confusion that israf is where we are allowed to spend, but we must not spend more than that. And tabdhir is where we are not allowed to spend at all. Further, with regard to that, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ, and give to the family people their rights, and to the miskeen, the poor people, the people who are in need, وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ, and the traveler as well. وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا, and do not be extravagant. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ, that those people who spend in extravagance, who waste, they are the brothers of shaitan. With regard to israf, Allah Ta'ala says, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا, that eat and drink, but do not be wasteful. So we are where we have to spend, we should spend. But there also we should not be wasteful, spend unnecessarily in unnecessary things. And where we are not allowed to spend, we should not spend 1 cent also. And where we have to spend in good causes, we can spend all our wealth also in there. Of course, there are also regulations that don't spend all your money today and tomorrow you become a beggar. Or for example, towards the end of one's life, a person gives away everything in charity and leaves his children to be like beggars. That also should not be the case. Those who have that level of tawakkul on Allah, for them it is permissible. And Allah looks after them also accordingly. But generally, for us, we must also consider, but we must at the same time also keep the laws of Allah Ta'ala in front and our necessities as well. وَعَنْ وَرَّادٍ كَاتِمِ الْمُغِيرَةِ, Warrad, who was the secretary of Mughira, he should write for him. Radiyallahu anhu, qala amla alayya al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah fi kitabin ila Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He dictated that to me in a letter which he wrote to Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, anna an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yaqul fi duburi kulli salatin maktubatin, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should read at the end of every namaz. After he completed his namaz, he should read this dua, la ilaha illallah, there is no other deity, no power, no one to do anything besides Allah, وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, Allah is one and only, that is His Zat, His Being, His only one. لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, and He has got no partner whatsoever in any of His qualities. As Allah is a hearer, Allah hears everything, we also hear. But how Allah's hearing is and our hearing is completely different. We can only listen up to a certain extent. We can only listen to one or two people at a time perhaps. But Allah hears the whole world's all what we talk at one and the same time. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sees, we also see. But our seeing is very, very minimal. And Allah seeing, Allah is watching all the time. He's watching everything, everyone, wherever it might be, in the heavens, in the skies, in the earth, beneath the seas, Allah watches everything. So in those qualities of Allah, Allah is one alone and Allah has got no partner whatsoever. And in the actions of Allah, that Allah is the doer, Allah also has got no partner whatsoever. Allah has made a system that we go and work for our rozi, and then we get our rozi, but the giver of rozi is only Allah Ta'ala. Many times you might work the whole month, and your wages get stolen. And then, so it wasn't in your hand, only if Allah wants to. Many times you might not be working and somebody comes and give you a certain amount of money. So it's only from Allah Ta'ala, it is not in our hands whatsoever. Allah is the only doer. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamd. All sovereignty belongs only to Allah Ta'ala, and all praise also only belongs to Allah Ta'ala. There is no that this country, this is the king, this is the president, Allah puts them there. Whether they are Muslims, non-Muslims. But it is all in the system of Allah Ta'ala, and those that Allah has appointed will come in, whether they are good or bad, according to the conditions of people. As it comes, it is narrated, Inna a'malakum ummalakum, that your actions are your rulers. So if our actions are good, Allah will put good rulers over us. And if our actions are bad, Allah puts bad rulers who oppress us and who cause us harm. So it is all in the hands of Allah, and according to our actions that go up, Allah sends conditions coming down accordingly. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. That is a brief little explanation, but in essence, Allah has got power over everything. There are many things which are impossible for us, but for Allah, there is nothing whatsoever that is impossible. For example, the earth is round, and we know at the bottom of the earth, right at the bottom is Cape Town, etc. And there, the people who are walking, they are really, if we go and see, according to the world that is round, they are walking upside down, with their legs on top and their heads at the bottom. The cars are moving upside down, but we never see it like that. Allah makes it the right side up for us always. So Allah has got qudrat and power over everything. We know when there is a storm at sea or high tide, how the waves come and lash at the shore. But it is Allah's qudrat that He takes that wave to go back. Otherwise, they should have come and covered the whole ground, and all places should be, the people should be drowned, and there should be floods everywhere. This is all the qudrat of Allah, and so many other things that Allah has got power over everything. Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tayt. And we should read this after namaz and keeping the meaning also in mind. O Allah, there is nobody who can stop what you give. If Allah wants to give somebody, nobody in the world can stop it. No matter that person may be the authority, he has to put a signature there. Then only you get what you want to. But when Allah wants to give it, there is nobody who can stop what you have to get. وَلَا مُعْطِيَ لِمَا مَنَعَتْ. And what you have not allowed to go to somebody, there is nobody who can give it. Everything is in the hands of Allah. This tawheed and oneness of Allah, yaqeen in the zat, in the oneness of Allah, and the qudrat of Allah, we have to develop. And as we will read this always, then it will come into us as well. وَلَا يَنْفَعُ ذَا الْجَدْ مِنْكَ الْجَدْ. And nobody, O Allah, the influence of any person who has it is of no avail against you. That a person might have something, he feels, I've got this power. But in view of the power of Allah, it is absolutely nothing. Like, for example, there is a very vicious dog that will tear you to pieces if you will go. But the dog is very, very vicious, is very fierce. But if the master comes and he just makes one sign to the dog, this dog sits down humbly. Or with its tail between its legs, it just walks away. So no matter what power any person has got, in whichever way, in front of Allah, there is no power whatsoever. Allah alone has got all power. وَكَتَبَ إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ كَانَ يَنْهَى عَنْ قِيلٍ وَقَالٍ. And he also wrote in that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade from idle talk. And this is also one thing that we get very much involved in. Wherever we get two people together, then everywhere we just start unnecessary idle talk. We will discuss what were things of the world. We will discuss weather, politics, sports, everything. And which does not concern us also. That also we will discuss. But the minute the discussion has to come on deen, then people now, they don't like it. So we must avoid all this idle talk. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you give me the guarantee of two things, and I give you the guarantee of Jannat. One is the piece of flesh, the tongue between the two jaws, and one is the piece of flesh between the two thighs. You give me guarantee of that, you won't misuse that, and I will give you guarantee of Jannah. In one other hadith, the Sahaba was surprised that by the tongue, people will, is so important to guard the tongue. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, won't people fall headlong into Jahannam just because of the tongue? And today we are totally inconsiderate of how we use our tongue. وَإِذَا عَتِ الْمَالِ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam forbade that we must waste money. And today in our food, our clothing, everything, we waste so much of money. We have to be very careful that wastage of money must not take place. Where it's necessary to spend, open the heart and spend in the pleasure of Allah. But in wrong things, we shouldn't spend 1 cent also. وَكَثْرَةِ السُّوَالِ. And to ask lot of questions. This is also a thing which is disliked. And some people feel that they are very clever when they keep on asking questions. This question, that question. The thing is, more we should make amal. وَكَانِ يَنْهَا عَنْ أُقُوقِ الْأُمَّهَاتِ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to forbid that you be disobedient to your mothers, and that is particularly to your parents. Don't ever be disobedient. And your mother goes through much more. When she conceives, her whole biology changes, her whole morning changes, she has morning sickness, etc. While you are there, she becomes, sometimes she develops varicose veins. Lot of difficulty she goes through. Childbirth, what doesn't she go through? And then weaning the child at 2 years. And after that, the child, any little fever, anything, she's so worried about the child. All the time the mother goes through all this. But sometimes she doesn't sleep the whole night because of her child, her children. So particularly the mothers, they have got great rights, and we must fulfill their rights. If our parents have passed away, then we should make isali sawab regularly. Make dua of maghfirat for them. But we must never forget them in our duas, in isali sawab, etc. وَمَنْعُ وَعَدِ الْبَنَاتِ. And to bury the daughters alive, which fortunately is not a practice today, but today abortion is a right. That is, it's very similar. There the child used to be born, a girl was born to the family in the Arabs, pagan Arabs, they used to regard it as one of the biggest disaster and one of the worst things that could happen. And the father himself would go and bury the child alive, dig a hole and put the child in and bury the child. Today abortion is also such a terrible thing, and which has become so common also, and that is also killing the child in the womb of the mother, killing the child. وَمَنْعُ وَحَاتِ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also forbade that the things that you have to give, you don't give those things. The rights of other people, there are many people, when they have to collect money, they are very hard. When they have to pay, they dilly-dally very much, and they put it off a lot. So what we have to give, what we have to pay, once the transaction is completed, you got your goods, you are satisfied, we shouldn't delay in paying. And what we have to get, what we don't have to get, don't demand it. Don't demand more. For example, interest on many things. Your loan is not paid in so many days. Now we are demanding interest on that money. We are not allowed that interest. So what we are not allowed, don't demand it. And what we have to pay, see that we pay. So all these things we should keep in mind. And also one great point is illustrated here, that hadith was recorded already right in the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Some people who have this notion that the hadith was recorded much later, and therefore it is na'udzubillah not authentic. There can never be anything further from the truth. How the memories of those people were, how they recorded the hadith, it's unbelievable. And Islam is the only religion that till today, the hadith a person will narrate, and from him, till Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will give the chain of narrators also. This is a special quality of Islam. As far as our personal lineage is concerned, we will know our father's name, grandfather's name, Perhaps some know the great grandfather's name, and the great great grandfather, very few will know. And after that, perhaps nobody will know. But as far as hadith is concerned, the sanad from where it has come till today, it is kept 100% intact, and this is a pride of the Muslims which no other nation or no other religion has got. May Allah give us the iman on the hadith and to practice on it.